says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai, he was holding the luchos in his hands, and he saw that Klal Yisrael did the egel. So he took the luchos and he broke them, and Tachti Sahar, he broke the luchos. And the question is, why Moshe Rabbeinu waited till he came down to break the luchos? He was up in the Shemaim, and Hashem told him that Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, did the egel. He had to drop the luchos right away. No. He said, there's hope. He went down, he saw the luchos, he broke it. What, he didn't believe Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu? What? Because he has to see it in his eyes? When Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear, 100%, that it's happening. And he decided not to break the luchos. So what happened that when he went down, then he decided to break the luchos? Before, he didn't break the luchos. When he's up in the Shemaim, he goes down, and then he decides to break the luchos. It just doesn't make sense. The Spono ala Teira answers this question. He says that it says when Moshe Rabbeinu went down and he saw the egel, the Torah adds one more word to what happened. It says Vayeret, he went down, Vayar Esa Egel, he saw the egel, Ve'esa Mecholos, and they saw that they're dancing around the egel. Aha! They're dancing around the egel? He broke the luchos. Hashem told him they did an egel. For that he would not break the luchos. Hashem told him, he saw, they're dancing for the egel. He broke the luchos. Why? When he heard that they did aveira, okay, maybe they'll do tshuva. They're dancing, they're happy. No chance. A person can do something bad if he feels guilty. But if he's happy by doing bad, no chance. What we learn from that? That it's not only a question what you do, it's how you do. It's not what you do, it's how you do. If you do it when you're happy, it's a different story. So the story of the egel is for the bad. They were happy to do bad, too bad. We have to learn for ourselves. When we do a mitzvah, sometimes it's hard for us. But if we're happy when we do the mitzvah, we're excited when we do the mitzvah, we're happy when we do the mitzvah. If we're so happy when we do the mitzvah, then the mitzvah has a reishim. Then the mitzvah really goes into us. So what I want to say is, I love to come to speak in this yeshiva. Why? It's not only about that you're sitting and learning with such good rabbein. It's the way you do it. Every boy here has a smile on his face. Even though it's difficult sometimes, even though it's hard to be a bit different, everyone, I look every time, looking for a sad boy. There's no sad boys here. Everyone has a smile. Everyone. This is your specialness. Hashem loves this smile. When Hashem sees this smile, Hashem is dancing with you. And I'm telling you, I'm jealous of you. That when it's hard, and not only that you're sitting and learning, with such a smile, look how this you look, how sweet you look. And I would love to kiss and hug every one of you. Because you look so happy that you're sitting and learning, and you're pushing yourself. And Be'ezrat Hashem, you will have siyata dishmaya in life. Everything what you will do, you'll become Talmidei Chachamim. You'll be matzliach to get married, to have a nice family, Be'ezrat Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mevorech you with all of the brachas, especially with your choshuva, Rosh Hashiva.
That this year is the first time that the Siva of the Talmudim have learned from the beginning of the Gemara until that year. When the Talmudim learned the first part that we get to have the prayer.
You learned straight from the beginning till the Yud? You learned from the beginning till the Yud? Ask them.
Yeah.
I want to hear. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you got? So I want to teach you. Okay, I want to teach you. Open the Mishnah and the Yud.
Can I add that? Yeah. To speak of a specific Indian? Migu Zahana, Asher Zahana and Lechabre, they are handling today. What the migu is, if it's really two migus, if the man, while he's rich, if he wants to keep it for himself, does he have migu to keep it for himself also? That migu that he could give up, it could be mafka everything, and then keep it for himself.
Three migu, it's a machlekes.
So that's the question. If it's a real true migu, or what's the migu exactly? If that's what we're on like today.
Yeah, but it's a real machlekes. If we say two migu, or we say one. This is really the shaila. What? Okay, I can explain. The shaila is the Gemara says that migu de zochi lenafshei, zochi nami lechavrei. That he could take for himself, he could take to his friend. But the Gemara says this is only when a person is poor. So even that he's chav la'achayrim, but migu that he could take it to himself, he could give it to his friend. But if he has money, so then he cannot zeich it to himself, right? Only if he will be mafkir nechosov, and he will be poor, and then he could be zeich it to himself. So we have to come to two migus. Migu, first the migu is that he could be mafkir nechosov, and after he's mafkir nechosov, he could be zeichet to himself. So the shaila is, if you say two migu, or you say only one migu. Only by a poor person you could say migu, but by a rich person you cannot say migu. So some learn that this is the machlekes in the Gemara. If you say trei migu or you don't say migu, the Gemara says Rabbanan Savri chad migu amrinen, trei migu lo amrinen. You can't say two migus. You only can say one migu. Right? Now the question is, what is the difference if you can say one or you can say two? If it's anyway not real, it's only a migu. So what is the difference if you could say one or you could say two? So some say that the migu doesn't really mean migu that you have an option. It means because I could take it now to myself, so I could be zeicher to you. If now I can't take it, it's no migu. The other man, the Amba, holds really that the whole way it works, it is a parsha of migu. And if it is a parsha of migu, so you could say even two migus. This is the easy way, one way.
But what are the two migus?
That I'll be maskir manichosim, I'll be poor.
Okay.
And then I could take it to myself. And because then I could take it to myself.
But before that, if he's not maskir manichosim, can he keep it off the migu that he could be maskir
manichosim? No.
So why is that a full migu? Why is that the first migu and then we come out with?
Because the answer is, I'll explain the question. The question that was asked here today, before he was mafkir nechosov, before the rich person gave away his field, he cannot take the mitzvah to himself, right? Even that he has a migu that he could mafkir nechosov. Well, a rich person cannot take payah, right? The migu doesn't give him the rights to take the payah. So how it will be that two migus help? Right? This is the question. Ask them if they understand the question.
Yes.
Very good. You understand the question? Explain it one more time. Explain the question. You explain it.
So,
the answer is that the way the Migu works is that I'm not taking it to myself. The question is if I have a right and I have the koyach in the world to give it to the poor person. Now, I'm not taking it to myself. I'm giving it to the poor person. There's something that there's no way in the world to take to myself, I cannot give to the poor person. Because I have two migus, it's called that in potential I could take it to myself. So this gives me the right to give it to the poor person. It doesn't make a difference that I can't pick it up because the migu to myself. But it means that I have the potential of the koyach to take it to myself.
So is it only one real migu?
No, it's two migus. It's two ways, because I need to use two steps to get to the potential. It's two steps to get to the potential. So the question is, potential that needs two steps is called potential or it's not called?
The second step doesn't have a first step. Understand that?
Right.
Exactly.
Very good.